Wes, we're used to these Week 17 games being about division titles in the NFC North. Not the case here, so it's time for our final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake here?
Mike, you said it. This is the final game for the Green Bay Packers in 2017, which means the final 60 minutes of competitive football till at least August for a lot of these young guys on the roster. So whether you're Vince Beagle, Reggie Gilbert, those guys who have an opportunity this week, they're looking to propel themselves into the offseason and really give themselves something to build upon going into 2018.
Yeah, and a couple of things logistically are at stake here as well. For one, Mike McCarthy has only had one sub-500 season in his head coaching career. I'm sure that means something to him, so getting to 8-8 versus 7-9 would matter. Also, the Packers' draft position is at stake. The way things sit right now, Green Bay will draft somewhere between 11th and 18th in the first round in 2018. Obviously, a win or a loss will affect where you fall on that spectrum, so we'll just have to find out. How about a player to watch, Wes?
Mike, kind of through attrition here, my player to watch is Michael Clark. Okay. This is a young man who really had never played in the NFL before up until last week. He makes three big catches, including one diving one from Brett Hundley, to start building a little bit of momentum for himself. And the other thing that stands out, too, is just his size. 6'6", I mean, a huge catch radius. You talked to him this week. I mean, he's a guy that really gets this opportunity that's in front of him, has done everything he can to go from a Division I basketball player to an NFL receiver. Another step for him this Sunday.
Yeah, and my player to watch is second-year linebacker Blake Martinez. And not that we haven't been watching him all year long, but I bring him up because the Packers coaching staff has him for 150 tackles so far through 15 games. I'm not sure how long it's been since a Packers defender has had that many, but also if you look at the stats on NFL.com, they have him for 138 tackles, which is actually leading the league. He's a half dozen tackles ahead of a couple of other middle linebackers, Joe Schobert from Cleveland being one of them. So it'd be kind of cool if Packers linebacker led the NFL in tackles. And Wes, I say the Packers win simply if they make the plays that are there. You look at that game last week against the Minnesota Vikings, the NFC North champs. Packers had roughly a half a dozen drop passes. All of them would have been for first downs. Some of them could have been very big plays that would have kept the Packers in that game and given them a chance to knock off the division champs and really damage Minnesota's playoff seeding, but it didn't happen. Those plays are going to be there against this Detroit Lions defense on Sunday. The Packers just have to make them.
Yeah, Mike, I think the Packers win this game if they can slow down Matthew Stafford and those receivers. I mean, Marvin Jones Jr. has had some really nice performances against the Green Bay Packers the past two seasons. They could be healthier in the secondary in this game. Demaryius Randle returned to practice this week with the knee. Devon House is obviously playing through the shoulder and back issues. So they could have their full contingent in the secondary. If you can slow down those guys, I think that would go a long way to picking up that win number 8 and ensuring yourself a non-losing season.
All right, and with that, we will sign off on final thoughts, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of the regular season finale from Detroit on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.